Next item on the agenda, Waterview Landing LLC 08-534. Mr. Nykerk, good morning.
Good morning. Mr. Lane, I'm Chip Nykerk. Probably not going to go through the whole PowerPoint. What I'd like to do is explain our recommendation, and to do that, I'll go quickly through portions of my evaluation.
As well as the need for even having this on the docket today, considering the special circumstances.
Yes, sir.
Please, Mr. Nykerk, proceed.
This project involves a commission review on appeal by 31 Middlesex County freeholders of the August 12, 2008 decision by Middlesex County Wetland Board to approve a revised proposal to construct an 8-foot by 210-foot long community pier with a 6-foot by 40-foot pierhead and a 41-foot long canoe and kayak launching platform. Project located on Harry George Creek in Middlesex County. On August 18, 2008, we received a notice of appeal signed by 31 Middlesex County residents noting their appeal of the August 12, 2008 board decision concerning the Waterview Landing proposal. We acknowledged the appeal by letter, and we also notified the chairman of the Wetland Board that in accordance with Section 28.2.13.12 of the code, we requested a copy of the record considered by the board. That code section requires the board to provide a complete record of the proceeding, which includes the application, any written statements of witnesses, a summary of statements of all witnesses, and the findings and decision of the board and the rationale for the decision. To date, the board has provided minutes of all three hearings. This was heard at three separate hearings. They also provided a copy of the PowerPoint presentation from the August meeting. They also provided a copy of the audio recording from the August meeting. To date, however, the board has been unable to provide either a transcript or a written summary of the statements of all the witnesses, nor was the rationale for the board's decision included with the official minutes. Additionally, based on our attendance at the hearings, the minutes do not appear to include a complete list of all those who testified at the hearings, and some pictures that were presented as exhibits at the hearings have also not been provided. We have spoken with the Wetland Board staff, and we understand that the delay in providing a complete record of these proceedings is related to recent staff turnover at the county. They have assured us, however, they will make every effort to provide the complete record in plenty of time for us to complete our review of the project by the October 28th Commission meeting. Therefore, in absence of a complete record of the proceedings provided by the board, it's difficult for staff to make a sound recommendation concerning the appeal. Since Middlesex County Wetland Board staff has assured us they will make every effort to prepare and forward the record in time for us to complete the review prior to next month's meeting, we do recommend this matter be continued to the October 28th Commission meeting. I would like to point out I spoke with one of the appellants this morning. He does have a conflict with that date, and I believe he would like to address that.
Okay. First, before we get to that, does anybody have any questions of Mr. Nykerk? Is anyone here from the county or from the Wetlands Board that wishes to be heard? Okay. The gentleman here that has a conflict? Yes, sir. Come forward.
I'll be out of the country.
Do you solemnly swear the testimony that you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, serve you God?
I do.
State your name, please.
I'm sorry. I'm Randy Revercombe, one of the appellants, and I will be out of the country next month, unable to be at the meeting, and as the chief liaison for the adjacent landowners, I'd request that we put the meeting off until the following month in November, if possible.
Mr. Grab, is that, or Mr. Joseph, neither one want to weigh in on this one?
Well,
Carl?
It's at the request of the applicants. You certainly have the authority to grant the continuance.
Well, this is not the applicant. This is the appellant. And
that's what I mean. That's what I mean.
Well, as far as I'm concerned, if the reason we've been delayed once is due to, of course, it's the county's.
Well, generally, if someone asks for a continuance, and it's the normal case where the protestant's and the applicant, if the applicant doesn't object, we will continue it, or on the applicant's motion, the commission will continue it. We never continue in a normal thing for a protestant because one could interminably delay a hearing on the matter.
They could, but
In this case, you know, we don't know that the applicant would object to 2 months. The appellants have asked for two. I don't think it's unreasonable, but you know, one has to be careful that in the reason we wanted to start the hearing and continue it is there is a requirement for the commission to hold the hearing within 45 days. So I think it's really, you know, up to you or counsel as to whether you want to do it for 2 months or.
Mr. Josephson?
I'll just read from the code. It says, a continuance may be granted by the commission on a motion of the applicant, the freeholder specified in subsection A of this section, or the county, city, or town where the wetlands are located. I'd also mention that in 28.2-1312B, the commission hears the appeal on the record. So, I mean, there's no problem with, I think, delaying it for 1 month, and whether you want to delay it for 2 months, it is certainly within your discretion.
Well, I'm of the position that the gentleman has come down here prepared to engage in the process, and by no fault of his own, we're not able to continue down that road today. I will put it to the commission, but I believe that a continuance is in order.
Staff has no objection.
So noted. Staff has no objection.
Move to grant the continuance.
Motion made by Mr. Holland to grant the continuance to the November meeting.
Correct.
Second by Mr. Schick, and as well as Mr. Fox. Bob, have we discussed the November meeting date? Have we?
Double second.
The November meeting
date. Will be the same.
Yes, you moved up the December meeting date, but you did.
I couldn't remember which one it was.
Move the November meeting.
That's fine. It'll still be the fourth Tuesday in November.
Correct.
All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carries. Just for those that are here today, there's no way that the commission can hear this, not by any fault of the commission's, and not to throw the county under the bus either, but they've had some turnover and they promise they'll have the record in order so that our staff can make the appropriate evaluation for the case. Thank you very much. Enjoy your trip, sir.
Thank you.